Hey everyone, this is Sean Yurt-Curran. You've heard me on WYAB on the radio, and you can also catch me on the new Hulu series, Death in the Dorms, Season 2. I just wanted to introduce you all to my law firm, the Yurt-Curran Law Firm. I'm located over in Fondren on Mill Street in Jackson, Mississippi. I've got over 18 years of law practice under my belt, including a decade as a felony prosecutor in Hinds County and at the Mississippi Attorney General's Office. I spent all those years putting bad guys away. Now let me help keep you out. You can call me anytime at 601-906-909. For a consultation, or just if you want to talk about something about your case. I'm committed to helping you navigate the complexities of the legal system, which I know can be difficult and confusing and downright scary at times. Let me help you use my experience to explain the system to you and how it works and how I can best help you. You can call me again at 601-906-9094 to discuss any of this and any of your worries. Trust me to handle your defense where it is going to be my priority and your future will be my focus.
All right, folks, we're back. And it is Monday. I won't be at full blast today in terms of my voice, but I am here in spirit and in fervor. And I'm here to crack the skulls and peel some caps back of the left-wing loons who reside out there in the listening land. That would be you, Donut Head, Snowball, John. Here's the thing, John, Barbara, Mike, and the usual suspects. And you know who you are. Boy, you guys had a hard day today. I woke up this morning to my text on my phone blowing up with people. Ah, your boy ain't got that money. 5 o'clock today, it goes down. Donald Trump going down for the count. He can get all his stuff snatched. Gold chains, gold tifuses, and everything. Yeah. Boy, what do I keep telling y'all? This man got that oil on him. He got that oil on him. So coming in the door, I'm stepping on lips. Folks sitting out there all sad and dejected. Barbara, Mike, I see blood on his turned around collar. I hope the boy didn't try to kill himself over this news that Donald Trump gonna be all right. Yeah, Donald Trump appeals court said, nah, you don't have to come up with $550 million. Just post $175 million. Donald Trump reached in his front pocket. Here. Threw it up on the counter like Chokwe Lumumba did to the judge there. Here. Here's your funky little $175 million. And then walked out with a gangster lean like 50 Cent out the courtroom. And Barbara Mike's about to lose his mind. Hadn't responded back. Yesterday. Oh, man. Yesterday, this morning. He had a whole lot to say. Here's the thing, John. Oh, we're not going to hear from him for a couple weeks. You know how they do. The L's keep stacking up there. Donald Trump still standing. And Fannie this weekend, Fannie Willis down there in Georgia, the Gorilla Grip girl, City Boss girl, whatever. She was out at an Easter egg roll and, one of the reporters said, Fannie, you got any regrets? No, I don't regret anything. Yeah, you know, I mean, you know, I'm standing 10 toes down on what I did. Yeah, I got the price of Nate the Snake up to $600,000 here in the Atlanta area. That boy there, man, he is, what was that movie with Matthew McConaughey, the stripper out in Dallas, whatever it was. So Fannie's unrepentant. She doesn't even know why it was wrong with what she was doing. It's clear there. And then we got this Congresswoman Crockett defending Fannie. Matter of fact, I'm telling you, that generation of women, you know, with all due respect, y'all gone. You are not white material. Y'all made for the streets. You're made for the night at the club, 2 o'clock. That's it. You are not made for long-term relationships. You know what I mean? And what I've discovered that these women just, they lack self-awareness. They lack self-awareness. It's just not there. They can't read the room. And when I heard Fannie say that, I said, dang, I'm sucking my teeth. I mean, I understand her defiance and everything like that, but, you know, I don't know where her mother is, if her mother's still alive, but her mother's got to be shaking her head. Say, Lord, Lord, what's wrong with my child? And then women with just a modicum of decorum and respect, self-respect. But you know what? I know y'all going to stand together, but I'm just telling you, wherever you're trying to go, you can't get there from here. Not with this behavior. I know it seems cool. I know everybody around you think the same way, and everybody's shaking their wigs, and everybody got their, you know, they ghetto girl stuff on and all that kind of stuff. You have no idea how much you've lost, how much you're losing, and how the future does not belong to you. But you don't have to doubt me. Wait till you start getting up there with them gray hairs on your head, and they can't get enough dye in that head to cover it up. All the manifestation of the defect of your thinking will be right there in front of you. You can be sucking your teeth. But yeah, I hated to hear Fanny say that. You know, I would have just said no comment. But she, I mean, again, in her generation, it's real. That's the real world to them. It's the, you know, could you turn that air down a little bit or just turn it off? I don't really need it. Thank you. But anyway, Fanny was, like I said, she was interviewed that just on a spur of the moment type interview. It wasn't like she sat down for it, but her comment did not reflect well. Well, what it reflected is the fact that she doesn't have good home training. But, you know, now it's popular for women basically to be whores. I hate that, but, you know. Now, 20, 30 years ago, yeah, boy. But now, oh, man, jeez. But anyway, it is what it is. But getting back to the Don went into court, the appeals court of New York said. Now, he is going to win on appeal on the case itself. The law that's being applied there, it would be a different thing if it was a crime that had taken place. But there was no crime. In fact, everybody who testified said, hey, you know, hey, we were happy with the deal. It was a private contract. We entered into it willingly. And what has come out since that time is the fact that Fannie Willis, as Attorney General, engaged in the very same conduct that she's dragging Donald Trump over the coals for. She's doing it on behalf of some Irish organization, somebody who, I guess, contributed to her campaign. And she won't allow that person was the person that who owned the note on the building where he'd made a loan to was defrauded by the valuation that was suggested to him when he made the loan. And Fannie's defending the people who defrauded the guy. Total polar opposites of what she's doing with Donald Trump. But see, in Fannie's mind and in her world, she has no sense and no grasp of right and wrong. She really doesn't. She has a law degree. And this is what I'm seeing now with a lot of these modern girls or modern, not just girls, but young folks in general in her age group, Chokwe being one of those. I'm going to talk about his involvement in this foolishness. Was the fact that they really don't know right and wrong. They just know that they're in a position to aggrandize themselves. And Letitia went into office saying that she was going to do this. And we have become everything that we fought against. All the injustices that was visited upon us and our people, our land being taken, and all those things, that's what we're doing. So, me personally, my thing is we need to just make up our mind. We need to either just dispense with this whole notion that what was done to us was wrong and go about the business of wielding the hammer on others like it was done to us and just say, hey, it sucks to be you. But if you're going to stand on principle, then you don't go back and do the same thing. But I understand principle is not in, you know, it's not a currency that they pass around nowadays. But I am of the mindset, given my upbringing and what I've seen, that this is not going to hold us in good stead as a community. But again, this is the representatives that we put up over us. Now, having said that, Donald Trump is going to be just fine on the appeal there. He's going to be just fine on the all the other cases down there in Georgia. Fannie has a better chance of losing her law license before Trump goes to trial. Now, while she's persecuting Donald Trump, her office is supposedly, while she's persecuting Donald Trump, she's got two ethics complaints, two separate ethics complaints against her at the bar. She's got the Senate investigation in which she's going to have to testify. She's got a she's got a lot of legal work on just her that she's going to either have to pay somebody to do it or owe somebody a whole lot of IOUs. And as a DA, you can certainly do that. But her future is not bright. Her time, she ain't going to have enough time for Nate. And I'm sure Nate said, okay, that's cool, I'm good. But at the end of the day, it's not going to go as she planned. And the reason is because Trump has that oil on him. From where I'm sitting, from what I can discern, from what I'm looking at with my eyes, in my spiritual eyes, his protection comes from his obedience to the mission and the commission that he has been given and entered, and has entered into. And we sit out here and think that, oh, no, he's got all these other shortcomings. He combs his hair to the left instead of the right or whatever we put up there. Again, that relationship, that compact, that private contract he has with the Creator, that's the one he has to adhere to. And so we're confounded, certainly Barbara Mike is, that he continues to have what I heard one commentator say, this is white privilege. No, it's God's favor, and favor ain't fair, and you can't accept it. Well, you're going to have to get used to it, because the L's are going to keep on coming on your side. So now what I would be doing if I was Donald Trump, I'm sure he's already commissioned this. I would be investigating Letitia. Matter of fact, everybody, Judge Chukwuman and Letitia James and Alvin Bragg, man, I'd have their kindergarten report cards. And when I became president, I would instruct my attorney general, you might want to look here and you might want to look there. Because they said favor ain't fair. But see, these people have to be taught a lesson. See, they depend on you to be the nice guy. That's why I think that it is required every now and then you have to show your red baboon booty. You just got to do it. This is the only thing these people understand. Now, I mentioned earlier about the ages of these grifters, being Fannie and Letitia, and these black elected officials who seem to have been groomed for this criminal behavior that they're engaging in. I was riding around South Jackson going looking at a couple of houses, and I just looking at the conditions of the streets. Some of these streets, it's not a matter of filling. I mean, you could put asphalt in these potholes, but that's just for a couple of weeks. I mean, it's not even going to last through the first rain. And then I think about what Ashby Foote said, Councilman Ashby Foote said about the garbage contract, how basically they wrote the contract up that if the city council rejected the garbage cans, the uniform garbage cans they wanted to distribute to all citizens of Jackson, that the money for those garbage cans would still have to be paid, and the contractor would get that money. Basically, it's a sop. It's a profit. So I'm thinking $4 million we could be getting some paving machines. The machines we need to start. Chukwuman and them don't care. They just don't care. And as I've told you before, it's always these blacks who scream the most about how much they care about black people. who are doing the most harm to black people. They don't care. But now, having said that, there's a large number of blacks in the black community who don't care about the grift. And yeah, they complain about the higher prices of water and sewer and everything like that, but they really don't care enough to take action. Our number, 601-879-0002, Complete Exteriors, Roofing and Gutter, sponsors the hotline this hour. If you want to contact them for an estimate, their number is 601-326-2755. We'll be right back. All right, folks, we're back. And it is Monday. Glad to be back here in the studios. I want to remind you, my good friend, Gerald Sitt, the AC doctor. That's right, folks. Gerald and his crew stands at the ready to help you with all your heating and air conditioning needs. Your comfort is their concern. So if your rooms are not heating or cooling properly, you got one room that's just not up to snuff for whatever reason, that means your system is not balanced. Could very well mean somebody stepped on your air vent up there in the attic. And because you don't go up there, you don't know. All you know is that you're not comfortable. Let the professionals come in there and troubleshoot your system and get it performing optimally. You know, the AC doctor told me, said, Kim, if you have to jump up and down all day long adjusting your thermostat, it just means your system is not optimally performing. That's all. So let's work it on. Let's work on it and get it to optimally perform. And guess what? That's what they did. That's what they do. The ACDR.com is the web presence. The number is 601-706-4551. 601-706-4551. Breaking news, for whatever reason, I don't know why Homeland Security did it, but Homeland Security raided Puffy's home. I don't know which one of his homes. It looks like from the picture might be California, but I don't know. So I don't know what that's all about. I couldn't get into the story from Fox News. I guess may not have been any more story, at least what came up on my phone, and Bobcat and Kevin was letting me know. But here's the deal, folks. P. Diddy is representative of what's our society is sick. The black community is sicker. Now, just as a side note, because I am going to talk about the mayor and the garbage contract regarding P. Diddy and all the allegations that have been coming out via the lawsuits, etc. You see the strong role the homosexual lifestyle plays in all this. Yes. And it's been like this down through recorded history. But you see the price people have to pay for fame, for the money, and everything else to be a part of the movie industry, the music industry, or whatever. Those homosexuals make you pay. The money ain't free. So this is what I keep trying to tell you, folks. I'm not going to be found wrong when this time is going to bear me out. The relationship between the NAACP and the homosexual community is going to lead to the destruction of everybody in the black community. Derek Johnson can talk all that trash he wants. They ain't giving all that. They are not giving that money for free. He knows that. He's going to go from Derek Johnson to Fleece Johnson if he don't watch out fooling with them folks. But watch what I tell you. I'm not going to be folks, the reason why I can speak with the certainty that I do is because this is about right or wrong, universal and spiritual principles. They don't mutate. Let's go to my friend all the way from Mobile. Mobile Bob. What's up, brother?
Hey, man.
What's up?
Yeah, that's why I always cringe when I hear conservatives, especially, saying, you know, they'll criticize what the militant gays do, but then they'll go back and say, but there's nothing wrong with being gay, which, yes, there is, and therein lies a problem. I know why they say, well, I know why they do that. Not why they say that, but there is something wrong with it. It's not natural. It's not normal. And by definition, it's not.
Right.
And so, yeah, You know, they all of them say it now. There's nothing wrong with it. I always cringe when I hear it. I know why they're doing it. Because they don't want to, you know, I'm meeting everybody jumping all over them, calling them homophobes and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But Bible calls it a sin for a reason. And he sins. But that's what they make you do. They make these people swear allegiance to that lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And they want it promoted. And they want not just tolerated, promoted. And that's a humongous difference there. And they want to promote it to children. That's the trouble when you, if that's what the trouble, you don't stop the generation, when you don't call it what it is. It just grows. It's like a cancer. It just keeps growing.
Right.
So, yeah, if something's wrong being homosexual, you might not have to worry about them grooming kids right now.
Right.
Which is how it keeps growing.
And you know, that's one of the reasons why you stand 10 toes down on your beliefs, because they want you to switch up. They want you to compromise. They want you to fold and bend into what they believe, and then get indignant when you're just as resolute in your position as they are in theirs. And I'm saying, well, you're going to have to learn to live with that. The fact that I'm not going to bend and I really don't give a damn. You're not going to change my language or my vocabulary just so you can feel good about yourself. If you don't feel good about yourself, then you're swerving right into my point that there's something wrong with you. You can't get right with yourself. It's not my problem. It's yours.
And I love to use the phrase, back, especially when they were talking about gay marriage being illegal. You don't want to be on the wrong side of history. You don't want to be, they're on the wrong side of history, wrong side of history. And again, I love using language in a perverted way to get their agenda, to fulfill their agenda. No, if you think that gay marriage is wrong, history, that is the history of humanity. Mm-hmm. History is the study of the past, or a view of, or examination of the past. That's what history is. Well, I'm on the right side of history. If historically, gays have not been allowed to get married. So you're on the wrong side of history. You all use that phrase because you want to change the future. And that's why they make the love is. I said they are master of using the language or abusing the language. No, they just have the bully pulpit of the media and academia to push their perversion and to push whatever language they choose to use at the time. They're not a master of anything.
Right.
They just control so many levels of power, which is why they're constantly trying to gain power.
Well, you know, that's the reason why. If you don't know what you believe, then you're easily swayed by all this stuff and you get the stroke in your chin. Well, maybe they have a point. No, you, again, stand 10 toes down. But if you don't know, then you end up with what we have right now. You got all these folks going with the flow, and the flow is leading us right down the toilet. I mean, right down the tubes. But anyway, I mean, yeah.
And the attacks on black people with the gay movement has been relentless.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, black girls, especially black men, have been target number one.
Mm-hmm.
I guess because for a good long time, black men in America were the most resistant to their lifestyle, to their homosexual lifestyle. But they just called a full force all blitz on black men as far as from promoting that lifestyle towards them. And for like was with Cat Williams saying, hey, yeah. You demonstrate you've bent the knee by them putting you in a dress sooner or later if you're a celebrity.
Right, right. Yeah, well, like I said, everything's being exposed, and people are being exposed for what they believe or say they believe or really don't believe. Everything, I mean, it's going to happen to all of us. There's no getting around this. This is why I said have a core. You know, people are ashamed for having a core. This is what gets me about the folks who are so upset with traditional Americans, Christian patriots and rednecks, as I call them. And I'm thinking, dude, you're all up in their grill. You guys, all these folks coming over the border to be here with the lifestyle that you say is so repugnant, and yet you can't duplicate. Man, please, I am not studying y'all. I'm going to let you know, I'm against y'all. If what you want to do is destroy what we have over here, regardless who was the genesis of all in terms of on a secular level, we know God is the genesis of everything. But at the end of the day, what has been built here in America, if you don't like this here, Hoss, I'm not riding with you. I don't give a damn how angry you are. You're angry because you're emotional. And I'm not going to tear up my house simply because you're upset with somebody. I'm not going to do it. I'd rather have you vote you off the island than to get rid of these folks who created AC and lights and gas and all this other crap, all these other creature comforts that I like. And Bluebell, damn it. Add to it.
Of course, the ultimate goal of the homosexual movement is to get the church.
Right.
To bend the knee, ultimately, to get the church to bend the knee. That's the ultimate goal. Mm-hmm. Then the Catholic Church, for some bizarre reason, they know if you get the Catholic Church to bend the knee, that's all of Christendom. It's not, but that's a big fish. They want to get the bend the knee on the gay life, on capitulating to the gay lifestyle. So just to play a strip, stop calling it sin, is what they want the church to do.
Right.
And, I mean, that's the goal, the ultimate goal for them. Hey, one more thing before I go. What's the latest on Trump? I heard bits and pieces this morning, but I wasn't able to get the full story.
Yeah, the appeals court reduced the amount of bond he had to put up down to $175 million. And Trump told him reporters asking him when he was in court, what are you going to put up? He said, cash. Trump, he talking trash. But you know what? The bottom line is he's going to win on appeal. Letitia James is going to get zip other than some legal experience and embarrassment. Same way down there in Florida. I mean, down there in Georgia. Fannie's going to get thrown out on her face. The case is going to get moved to another county. Then it's going to get dismissed. He's going to win up there in D.C. court under Chukka, whatever the judge's name, Chupka. The immunity claims is going to be sustained. They cannot allow the president to be sued in state court for the actions taken while president. Hell, they don't allow you to do that to the DA.
Really?
So.
Yeah, I couldn't catch the whole story on it.
Yeah, he's going to be just fine. And, of course, here's the thing, John. I guess his phone battery has died. He can't call in here, so he's embarrassed. I understand Barbara Mike is silent. He hadn't responded, so he's licking his wound. But, folks, all you need to do, and I told Barbara Mike, just give me an address of your church, and we're going to send some evangelists over there to get you back in line, brother. And a 55-gallon drum of oil, we're going to soak you in for about 3 days. And then, you should be good to go after that, brother. All right,
yeah,
man.
Folks, he's been asked to pay for a crime that has no victim. And that wasn't even a crime at all. It was just an act. And that's what they wanted to do. All right, man.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back. All right, folks, we're back. And before we get to our callers, I want to remind you, Cork and Door would like to remind you, hey, enhance the value of your home with something that you're going to have to put up anyway when you're building your new home, renovating. That is a garage door. See all the advances in garage door technology by going to corkanddoor.com, corkendoor.com. And the number down there is 922-3667. Just remember, you know what? Like I said, I saw a door, Cork and Door. It had all the windows on one side, you know, just like you. It was different. And it was an eye catcher. First thing, when I turned the corner, I said, wow, that's a nice looking door. And got a chance to talk. Cork and Door. Folks, they're behind great ideals. Check it out today. CorkandDoor.com, located Highway 18 in Jackson, 6057 Highway 18. So if you're going that way, stop by if you're headed in that direction, or go online, CorkandDoor.com. Folks, we have a representative of the left-wing losers, Snowball. Oh, Willie. Oh, my, I apologize.
Man, please don't kill
me. Man, I've done you a disservice. I humbly apologize, my friend.
All right. How are you doing today?
Doing great, man. How you doing?
Great. Listen, I just wanted to, I think you have a young man on there. I think he retired in the military. I think he's John in Madison.
Yes, John.
Right. Yeah, I was listening to him the last one time when he called you, and he was talking about, you know, more along the line of equality. And I wanted him to, you know, I know he was in a different branch of the military than I was, but they taught us to, in the Air Force, to be thinkers, you know, for yourself.
Right.
And don't be a follower, you know. And I was listening to him, and I thought today when I saw that they had reversed the lowered the
bond amount, yeah,
the bond for Trump. And I thought about something, and well, I heard someone address it on TV today also, that when the man who swindled all these, I think you call him Mayo or something like that, who got all these billions of dollars from people and swindled them out of it, and they were saying his bond was just $10.
Bernie Madoff,
$10 million. And I'm wondering, okay, why was Trump $470-some million, you know, when they gave him, who really had people who he hurt, he destroyed people's livelihoods.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
And Trump didn't do any of this. And I just wanted to ask John, whether, you know, do you think that that was right? Do we supposed to turn our, do we supposed to be such a follower that we can see wrong and people doing people wrong, and we just supposed to just ignore it because they're a member of our party?
Yeah.
You know, I said, well, this is a military guy. And yeah.
You're
supposed to stand tall and firm for this country. I know when I joined the military, I knew that there was a chance of me losing my life for this country.
Mm-hmm.
I was willing to take that chance.
Right.
Because I wanted to show my love for this country.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, how is it that people have gotten to a point now where they seem to think that the party is more important than the country?
Right.
You know, and that's what I can't understand. It's, and especially my brothers and sisters,
mm-hmm.
they feel like, well, I'm a Democrat. I have to be a Democrat. You don't have to be. You can be an independent. By no means am I saying don't vote Democrat if you want. But well, I try to vote. I'm not a Republican, but I am a conservative.
Mm-hmm.
And I do try to vote along the lines of people doing things that's going to enhance this country and going to enhance the word of God, okay?
Right.
That's all I had to say. And if John decides to reply, I would love to hear what he has to say, okay?
Thank you, Willie. Appreciate you so much. Sorry about that, saying you were Snowball.
That's no problem. You take care, and God bless you all, okay?
God bless you, brother. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
You know, what Willie is saying, and when you can hear the disappointment in his voice, in his, the here's the thing, John, the Fannie Willises, the Kamalas, Willie and I and so many others, black or white, we don't think what you're doing is cute. I mean, I know you have the whip hand. You're in a position to execute whatever it is that you're doing that is so reprehensible. I understand all that. You know, I remember just listening at the dinner table, and just as a summation, having the right to do something don't mean that you should do it. You should have the decency. No, I'm not going to do that. As crooked as all these city fathers throughout history of this country may have been, at least they knew the drawback. At least they knew to put a fig leaf over their sins and inordinates. You people are all out in the open. And the fact that you have no shame, it's so disappointing. And see, when you hear me say that, when you hear Willie say that, you just laugh. You look at us as simps, as weak, as busters. No, bro, but you don't have the courage to stand for what's right. And as Willie said, he's not asking you not to be a Democrat. Why can't you be a man or woman of God, a man or woman of integrity? You know, he was talking about John's service in the military and the uniformity of the duty, honor. What was that motto for the West Point, which is essentially throughout the military? Duty, honor, courage. I forgot the honor, three of them. But I remember the old Western Sizzler, whatever it was, up there on Lake Harbor. I remember going over there for a luncheon and having lunch. And I was there with I think he's a colonel, retired Colonel James Caldwell, attorney. And we were eating, a couple more people at our table. And there was a table of weekend National Guardsmen or something like that. I don't know, women. And their behavior was kind of, let's just say it caught his attention. Now, I think James, Colonel Caldwell was in the Air Force. But he pulled rank. I think they were in the Guard, Army Guard or whatever. He pulled rank, said, no, this behavior is unacceptable. And they gave him his props. I mean, they saluted him. Folks, you got to have the courage of your conviction to stand up and say these things be not so. You're not being cute. Duty, honor, and country. That's all right. Thank you, sir, who called in here. And that's what the problem. This is why when you hear me talking about we need men. We need men of Christian courage. Not being trite. These things are the tried and true. This is the blood plasma of our society. And these little popcorn folks who pop up with their little law degrees and their little PhDs and do all this crazy stuff, you need to shut them down. Fannie's an embarrassment to herself. She's just the last to know. Kamala's but if you notice, that's who they're putting out in front of us, the Sukianas, the Cardi B's. But men and women of principle, they tell you they're racist, they're Uncle Tom. Is that all you got? And then all you men and women of note, you appear to be just preachers. But you were trained by theologians, men and women of deep courage, Christian courage, who didn't have all the benefits of all the study that you've done. But they had the commitment to the word that was revealed to them and they stood on it. You can't say the same. Folks, all this chaos in our community is because of us and our unwillingness to stand. That's what I'm saying. I'm going down swinging. I'm going to have some mud on my heels and shoes when I get up to them gates. And there'll be others up there, pristine and clean, pressed shirt and everything else. No. If I could just get inside the door, I don't need to be on the dais. Our number 601-879-0002. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. All right, folks. The final few minutes of the first hour of the Kim Wade Show. I want to remind you, folks, you're still going to get the good deals on that Xmark Zero Turn at our good friends at Frederick Sales and Service, Central Mississippi's largest Xmark dealer. Located 1006 Old Highway 471 in downtown Brandon. For all your lawn care and gardening needs, you can get it taken care of there at Frederick Sales and Service. Folks, they also do financing on everything that they have. So if you want to keep that equipment running and running fine, check it out. You can eliminate a whole lot of repair costs just by getting you an Xmark. It's the workhorse of the lawn care industry. Check it out today. Go ahead on the go with the best. No, you don't get all the bright colors and the matching hat and all that. What you get is the job did in good fashion. So, Xmark, 1006 Old Highway 471 in downtown Brandon. Online, FrederickSalesAndService.com. Central Mississippi's most trusted Xmark dealer. All right, folks. We're dealing with just plain old evil. And this is why we got to be clear-eyed. It's going to cost something. It costs something to stand with Christ. It costs something to be a man. Now, if you just want to be a corner cutter, oh, yeah. You'll have a good time for a little while. Just like we saw over the weekend where it's been revealed how the Republican establishment is planning on losing the House purposely so Trump won't have the power of the purse controlled by Republicans. They're getting these people to retire just as they did with Greg Harper. See, these people will sell the country out. The Republican Party and the American people are not the same folks. The Republican Party and the Republicans out here in flyover country are not the same people. The Republican Party in D.C., so regardless of the odds, you and I need to fight and stand for what's right. We're going to be okay, whether we're here to see the outcome or not. It's like raising kids. You may not be around when they reach full maturity, but what should echo down through the years of their life is the things that you stood for spoke to, and lived before them. So many people are afraid just to stand to be a man. You see that a lot in the Democrat Party amongst black Democrats. Black men in the Democrat Party are some of the weakest men I've seen. They just won't do anything. Barbara Micah, he'll talk all that scripture, but he ain't going to raise his voice if he's sitting up amongst a bunch of Democrats. Oh, he'll do it in church because there's Democrats in his church. But I'm talking about going to the meetings and influencing. He ain't going to do that. But he's just like many of them. That's the reason why we're in this morass. All right, folks, we're back, and it is Monday. Glad to be back here in the studios. Y'all, a couple things. Hotline numbers brought to you by Complete Exteriors Roofing and Gutters. Their number is 326-2755. Also on, I think it was Friday, I was telling you about Dr. Spann and the good work they do over at 411diabetes.net. I neglected to tell you that your insurance covers that, particularly those of you on Medicare. You get the notices in the mail from Blue Cross. I got Blue Cross, Blue Shield, and Cigna. And they are always offering these type of programs, you know, to get with a diabetes counselor to help you, yada, yada, yada. So they cover everything that, you can be the beneficiary of that. You just got to make the decision to do it. 411diabetes.net. Check it out. I meant to mention that on Friday and I forgot about it. A couple things here. Like I said, P. Diddy's house has been raided, all of his houses, it says in the article that I read. So they're getting ready to scapegoat him. They need those headlines to drown out Donald Trump's W's. But that's okay. It's not like the federal government cares about these sexual crimes. They just do it because, hey, Puffy's time is up. This is why, you know what? I'd rather eat, you know, bread by myself than eat steak with these devils, a crazy woman, the left, the LGBT folks. I'm good. But there's some corner cutters out there that all they want is the flame. They want fame. They want the clicks. They want the likes. And they want the dollar bills. And I can understand that there's a place for money in society. But not in eternity. So you got to choose you this day. Which one you going to choose? excuse me. Also, I want to tell you, going to tell you more about the mayor and the contract for the garbage. And there's $4 million that is basically going to be straight up profit to Richards and the people who we don't know if anybody's getting paid off. Kenny Stokes, Councilman Stokes, seems to think there's money changing hands. But that's $4 million that we could put into public works, road machines, etc. Some of these roads, you can't patch the potholes. I mean, you need to just redo the road bed on about 100 feet of the street, if not the whole street. Folks, they're not even getting around to them. I mean, I know he's got a road pothole repair crew out there because it's the election year coming up. But that's just to get him through the election. This is not solving the problem. And this is what I was mentioning at the end of the last hour. These are all black people who talk about black people all day in terms of how much they care. So look at what we're sacrificing here in Jackson just so Richard can be the big dog. We got enough blacks with money, regardless of how they made it, whether it's in pro sports, wherever, who, if you presented them and their business managers with a good workable plan, business plan, you could get the kind of financing you need to bid on these contracts. You guys keep coming back to us, the taxpayer. You're asking too much of us. I'm sorry. I hate it for Sock if he can't get his game on by now. But I'm telling you now, I will not be pushing this set-aside crap, not the way this is going. $4 million that we could be getting paving machines to fix the streets. And these Negroes are putting it in their pocket. And they know the condition of our city. in all that I'm saying, and I catch all this flack from the usual suspects, why can't I get a group of folks who can get behind me in the effort to have the first city ran by blacks where we got good streets and got good cities? How come there's no interest in that? But we got interest in everybody wants to be a set-aside minority contractor. No, that's game, bro. That ain't nothing. That's just your hustle. We're not doing it like that. But what I have found out, that they're a group of whites. You heard me talk about the guilt-ridden whites. Now, that's a problem. But between the guilt-ridden whites and these set-aside Negroes doing business the way they're doing in such a predatory fashion, and then those blacks like Snowball and Donut Head who don't think when they go to the polls. They just, you know, all they do is see color, see somebody wearing their team jersey, and they go vote that way. Those three groups right there, they're the ones is the reason why we can't get nothing done in Jackson. But it ain't just Jackson. It's wherever you have Democrat heads in control. And so when I talk about a candidate, I'm just, look, I don't know if there's 50+1 enough Jacksonians who want things to be better. Because the guilt-ridden whites, they want a black in there that's going to make them feel good about being white and guilt-ridden. And the set-aside folks want a black in there who's going to keep the gravy train going for them. And then the Snowballs of the world, they don't give a damn. I mean, you know, the bigger the failure, the happier they are. It's that just means it's black enough for them. But for folks who just want to have good government, where they don't have to, you know, I ran into an old neighbor I hadn't seen in a while, and she had gotten her Corvette. It's a used Corvette, but it's a real, you know, Corvettes are nice regardless of the year, for the most part. And I'm thinking, you know, you can't even ride a nice Corvette like that down the streets of Jackson just on a cruise without having your head on swivel, for tearing your car up. And I'm trying to say, but because of my politics, because I am rock rib conservative and an unabashed Trump supporter, ride or die, y'all would rather live with all this dysfunctional government? See, that goes back to what we were saying earlier in the last hour about knowing right from wrong. You know what? It's pretty clear to me that if you see a group of black Democrats congregating, living somewhere, you really don't want to be there. Because they're going to bring everything down. And it's not that there aren't good people amongst them, but the good people won't stand up. They won't stand on the courage of their Christian conviction and say, we're not doing that over here. And so I see why people flee from around a city that's dominated by black Democrats, because they won't fix anything and don't care. They just took $4 million and put it in the pockets of their friends who were pushing the Richards contract. Those are for the garbage cans that they don't have to provide. But they wrote the contract up that said if the city council strikes any item on here, the money for that item still stays with the contract. Folks, I'm just telling you, they're riding us in the ground. And all I can give you is good government. You know, here's the thing John mentioned to me the other week, last week. He said, Kim, why didn't you get Benny Thompson to help you with your real estate legal woes and all that kind of stuff? I never told anybody this, but here's what happened. This is why I know what he's been doing with the housing in the Delta is true. Well, this is another reason why I know it's true. I knew a couple of the contractors who were trying to build houses up, white contractors trying to build houses up there, and they couldn't get it off the ground because they wouldn't bend to Benny's will. But Haley Barber had appointed me to the Mississippi Home Corporation Board for housing. And so I was in an interim position waiting on Senate confirmation. And they had a trip planned to go to Washington, D.C. So we all went up there. And obviously when you go to D.C., you meet with all your congressional people. So we met with Benny. That afternoon, he had called and told them that I had to be fired, or couldn't get fired because I hadn't been appointed yet. I hadn't been confirmed yet. But he said he wanted me off the board. And he got me off. I mean, as of that day, I was no longer persona non, I was persona non grata, which was fine. But he knew that somebody like me, we're going to get the best out of those programs. But see, he didn't want me to get in there because have you noticed all the housing projects that the city of Jackson gets involved in over the last however many years it's been? You notice none of them get completed. Have you noticed that? You know the housing projects that get completed are the ones for subsidized housing. Those are the ones where you live in for 15 years and then you can buy it at the end. I mean, it's housing. And then they cut the grass and pay the insurance and taxes and everything in the interim. So they're nice. I mean, you know, they're nice subdivisions. They got one down off Raymond Road, McClure Road, over off South Drive. But have you noticed those are the only ones that get completed? You know why? Because they have Benny's blessings. Now, the stuff in Jackson is because of Negro mess. It ain't that hard. You just got too many people ripping us off. And I'm not going to steal from you. And I'm not trying to sell you on the fact that I ain't going to steal. I'm just saying every chance that we had to fix things on our own, we don't do it. So, John, that's the reason why Benny has been undercutting the black community all these years. But that's the role of black politicians, to make sure that the community doesn't grow. They can hold back all these people, all these black folks, just using one or two folks. They did that in Africa. That's the reason why Africa hadn't gotten on its feet. One of the reasons. But you know one of the other reasons why Africa hadn't gotten on its feet? It's because it has all those resources, but it doesn't have the infrastructure, the road infrastructure to get those resources to market. When the European countries came over there and China comes over there, they build the roads to take out all the minerals or whatever else they're trying to get. So when I try to tell you that we black folks here in America, we got all this infrastructure that we could capitalize on and be kings, real kings, and we won't do it because we're so busy, being angry and being made angry by the social media and the media. And yet all our black PhDs can't seem to figure out what the problem is. Where's the hitch in the giddy up? So somebody like me coming here speaking with clarity where you can get your head around it, you reject it automatically because of the team jersey that I wear. That's because you're not grounded in anything spiritual. You don't have a sense of right and wrong. You go by colors. Is it red or is it blue? Rather than, this is how I can feed my child. So when I look at South Jackson, I look at how bad the roads are, and I look at all the trash everywhere, and I think about these Negroes and took $4 million off the top. Straight up cash. Straight up profit. Straight up no accountability. And yet, I got to hear all this Black Lives Matter crap. Oh, you are Uncle Tom, Clarence Thomas, Uncle Tom. But we ain't stealing from you. You ain't lost a dime under me. So the question is, and this is why I keep trying to tell white folks that you're wasting your time. My game plan, as far as a mayoral bid is to get whatever number of black folks who want to do better, know that we can do better and know that what we're doing is not necessary to do it in the manner that we're doing it. And pair those with the white folks who know things can be better. But now, if all you want is your white guilt assuaged, I'm not your guy. I am not going to live. I'm going to do the same thing to the black for a living folks. I'm not going to be spending my mayor all day long trying to make you happy about your blackness. Damn it, if you ain't satisfied with yourself by now, tough. You just have unresolved issues. All I'm promising you is good government. So think about it. When you're riding down on raggedy streets, just remember, Chokwe took $4 million off the top. Off the top. And if you notice, all these things that we're losing money on or contracts that we didn't, like in the case of the water meter, we didn't even have to do that contract. And if we had to do it, you know what the actual cost of that project was? $25 million. And now we're paying almost a half $1 billion for that effort to fix what was a $25 million problem, if it was a problem at all. And now we take a garbage contract that wasn't an issue. Nobody was complaining about it. And now we're losing money all the way around. In a public works department that used to generate money, now it's in the hole. And now we're further in the hole. And they ain't buying no equipment. It's just straight up profit. Just straight up profit. That's for us? Okay. All right. So anyway, let's just take a quick break here. I'm sorry, I got a little distracted. We'll be right back. All right, folks, we're back. Before we get back to the phones, we remind you, Advantage Business System stands at the ready to keep your business running when everybody else is dead in the water. That's right, folks. They provide services that covers all the crucial equipment in your office. Anything that plugs in or pulses digitally, they can maintain. They've been around since 1976, working on typewriters and mimeograph machines and things like that, and they've advanced and kept up with the marketplace. Now they work on voice over IP, faxes, scanners, internet, mail, Zoom calls, everything. They keep it going for you. Card readers, if you still use card readers, printers, etc. So check them out. Give them a call, 362-9192. They'll send an auditor out. They'll take an inventory of what your needs are, and then you can pick from that smorgasbord of what you want to have done. You want it all done, they can offer you that package, or you just want your critical items taken care of. That way, if the system goes down and you get there, people are leaning on the water cooler and you're out there on phone trying to navigate the 800 numbers of the various vendors, that's what they do. They can monitor it remotely and send to have a tech on site if it requires that. So you don't have to worry. So when the finger pointing starts happening between vendors, well, Advantage Business System will be there to say, hey, wait a minute. Let's get this thing done on behalf of my client. Get it done today. And that's what you get. So, again, absms.com, absms.com. And there's a companion business we like to mention to you as business owners, because business owners, the lifeblood of our society, and that is PeopleLease. PeopleLease does all your HR work. That's right, folks. You don't have to be sitting back. They come in, one of your employees come in, I was short this week. I worked. You don't have to be going back to the time cards. They will just call PeopleLease. PeopleLease will go over all the records submitted and resolve that problem for them without you having to be in the middle of it. That's one of their strong suits. And again, folks, Workman's Comp, Department of Labor, all those agencies you have to interface with, that's what they do. So vacation time, if you need a retirement plan for your business, they can provide one. You can dovetail into the ones that they have. Folks, they do it all and been doing it for 3 decades plus. PeopleLease, PeopleLease.com. Let's go to my favorite man, Dixon. What's up, Dixon?
Mr. Wade, how you doing today?
Oh, I've seen better. What's going on, my brother?
Did I hear you right? Did you say that they are still going to pay these people for those garbage cans in spite of it not being in the original contract?
That is correct. That is correct. I think it's about $4 million.
Now, where is the FBI Public Integrity Division?
Bro. That's the game plan. That's what I was trying to explain to you about Benny being thwarting all the efforts of people to have affordable housing. These Negroes are the plan to hold back everybody else.
So am I to assume that Benny getting the cut of this?
No, I don't know about that. Yeah, no, I don't know about that. But I wouldn't be surprised, but I have no knowledge of that.
I'm just asking because It seemed to me from the way things seem to be going, everything that goes down in Jackson, somebody get a taste of it. Yeah. And his initials are BT.
No, but again, and it's always being done by those who say they love black folks the most. And then black folks can't reconcile their rhetoric with the fact that they're getting stabbed in the back by that same individual. And you try to tell them, so at some point you just got to throw your hands up and just walk wide of them, bro.
Now you see why I said this race is cursed. Man, I didn't know you had to go through all of that with Mr. Thompson. You had been nominated, and he, de-sixed you that quick.
Yeah. Well, as I said, Benny is he is the most dependable congressman up there when it comes to housing issues. This is why the whole need for housing in the Delta could have been dealt with, but for him saying, if you ain't going to work with me and my guys, you're not building no houses here. regardless of the need. He didn't care about the people who actually had a need. And see, those people's houses, he started 30 years ago. Those people's houses would be paid for today. And we talk about redlining. We talk about blacks not able being able to be build wealth. Hell, it's black people doing it.
Well, now I see why we're in the shape we're in. And I owe a lot of people an apology because this person started out as a meter reader.
Hmm.
And look what happened. Mr. Wade, be blessed, man. Have a great Easter.
Appreciate you. Good to hear from you.
Right.
No, and see, all I'm saying is black folks, cut the crap. Leave white people alone. White people may have their issues or whatever, but that's not what's holding us back. It's these folks, people like, y'all remember when Chokwe and Hondo used to run around here with the red, black, and green dashikis on and all that crap, the little fezzes on their head and all that foolishness. They didn't mean that. It was just, it was a vehicle to a hustle. Charleston White has a good TikTok or real video on there. He talks about that. And the guy is just as candid, and it's so real. He said, yeah, I started out as a community activist because I was broke. He said all community activists are just broke Negroes. That's all they are. Somebody trying to come up. And he said, now that I'm making all this money on the internet, nah, I ain't no community activist. I'm dead. I'm looking out for my family. And see, folks, those are the realities I keep trying to say that don't change. And what I be trying to say to Benny and others, dude, why can't you get your grind on without having to mislead people? If you don't have anything for them, just tell them so they can try something else. But their goal was to make sure that folks sitting around on crates complaining about the white man. These are the folks who search the internet all day long looking for evidence of racism. This is why I keep telling white folks, man, look, dude, go teach peewee football, baseball, t-ball, whatever, soccer. Don't waste your time on these folks. They're not serious. They're not serious. Because they can't make the distinction between whether or not, it's like, I was talking with a friend the other day, he was talking about having gotten a bill from Jackson Water with a $40 access fee on there. And I said, well, and then we got to talking about the state takeover of the water system. Oh, man, I don't know if I trust them folks. I said, well, here's the deal. We don't have enough ratepayers, water users, to float the system. So if you upset about $40 now, you're going to really be upset about $140. So it costs to be black. It's going to cost a whole lot to be black. Trying to run a black city off just rooftops, and most of the rooftops are going towards either rentals or subsidized housing. Bro, you can't get there from here. But if you want to try it out of your sense of we were once kings and all that foolishness, go ahead. You're on a fool's errand. And the way on how to float a city, a municipality, it's been demonstrated all throughout the country. You just don't want to do it because you want to cling to your blackness. You want to cling. You want to show everybody your fidelity to the Democrat Party. Okay, you love the Democrat Party. Why can't you be a man about it? That's all I'm asking. So you mad at me because I'm saying, why can't you be a man about it? And you not being a man. And then you got the black women out there who's losing their damn mind with every time they get a position. They're getting crazier and crazier. You can't talk to them. And if you notice the women who are getting these positions, either they're gay, they're foreign born, they're married to a white. What's the other one? Married to gay, married to white. And one of the things that they won't do is that they won't reach across the aisle. They won't work with others. The black community for the last 60 years have been trying to build a black community with strictly a working class folk. Not an entrepreneur, not a mixture of entrepreneurial and working class, but just people who have jobs. So you got to tax them out the wazoo to provide the services because you done ran off all the business. And the reason why I mentioned to you earlier about the social media and how it's been doing, think about it. It was just a couple of years ago, all the social media, black social media, was telling you about food deserts in the black community. Food deserts. And how the Dollar General stores located in these small towns and stuff like that was ripping people off, yada, yada, yada. And now they celebrate a DA who won't prosecute property crimes. So the business is up and move out, and now there are no stores. So now the food desert's not a big deal. Because you got another coalition member within the Democrat Party trying to come up, trying to get their hustle on. The George Soros, the DAs, and things like that. They trying to come up. See, we keep coming up at the expense of each other. Back when we were Negroes, we wouldn't do that. Now, we haven't grown, other than to show that we've been grown fools. And this is what Willie was saying earlier about how disappointed he is. And when these Negroes here disappointed, these blacks here disappointed, they're happy. Oh, yeah, he's a Trump supporter. I'm glad he disappointed. Bro, we blew it. We wasted 60 years, man. Let's take a break. All right, folks, we're back. And the usual suspect's going to doubt the strong man. Snowball said, you lying. Not Snowball, Donut Head. You lying about the garbage contract and the garbage cans. Bro, just live long enough. You can call in and apologize tomorrow. Talking about I don't give him any receipts. Bro, I am receipts. But you look at the traffic lights. How long you been living here in Jackson? When did you first start having to worry about traffic lights or even think about traffic lights? These people are full of crap. They're not serious. You got everybody pursuing their own little parochial interests. Everybody's doing what Benny's trying to do, trying to show, hey, I can shut you down. Bro, what is your point? Why can't you just live and let live? And so now black folks, as a black city, as it were, we've gotten to the point now where we don't have enough water to prime the pump. We've got a brand and an image where people really don't want to be bothered. And this is why I speak to groups and people will say, well, you know, we got all this land or we got all these vacant buildings. People don't want to be around us. It's too much of a risk. At any moment, we could go buck wild mad about something, ready to tear up somebody's business, tear up somebody. Just, bro, if we're not going to tap it down. Matter of fact, I'm glad we got a minute. I'm going to get this up here. Joe Brown says something. Man, there's an interview Joe Brown did with somebody. He's got on a black leather jacket. If you get a chance to look at it, this brother, man, he rips it up. He rips it up. Let's see. I'm going to play it for you here. But he talked to people, asked him about the violence in the black community. He said, look, man, there ain't nothing wrong with these guns. Ain't nothing wrong with it's us. Black males don't know how to control their emotions anymore. It's by design. What Benny did to me on the Mississippi Home Corporation Board is the same as black on black crime. Petty, foolish. You see that on social media, 50 Cent beefing with Diddy beefing. It's just a continuation of that. You can't get anything done unless you deal with the race crap. You got to spend 4 or 5 hours a damn day dealing with you about what you think you know about racism. And I'm telling you as mayor, we would not be entertaining that, bruh. Do you have enough asphalt on the back of that truck to get you through the day? That's what I need to know. Well, you know, back in 1852, we didn't even have asphalt. We had it created out of straw. Shut the hell up. Go do your damn job. Chris, we got Chris on the line, and David L. is coming up. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Kim. Hey, man, that was a couple of things I was wanting to say. But did you see where this AI, the computers, they're fixing to have an energy problem with them? So now they're discussing opening up gas plants, other nuclear stuff, because the power grid is not going to be able to handle it because the computers are steadily running and they're demanding all this energy to run where they can do the mathematics and stuff.
Well, that's with blockchain for sure. I didn't know it was that like that with AI.
I saw it coming. It, not just with the cars, but the computers. They have to run. I've been in, you know, the business I'm in. I've been in some of these big buildings, government stuff that's got these big servers. They have to have energy. Go back. I don't know if you remember the 2001 Space Odyssey, I believe, movie, where it showed this way back in the day, you know, the computers burning the energy up, killing the astronauts, and they're trying to shut it down. The computer thinks they're out to kill them, so he kills them.
I didn't see that, yeah.
Yeah, but it's wild. Did you see that big solar panel plant? I might have talked to you the other day about it. They're building over behind in Canton, behind the Nissan.
No, I didn't see that. I know they got one down Williams Road, about 4 or 5 miles of solar panels. Folks,
and I grew up all my life, that was always farmland. And, you know, now they're putting those up, and it's just like, what are we going to do? We're going to get rid of the nation, get rid of the people, so that the computers can take over and run themselves? I mean.
Well, I don't, bro. Pray. That's all I can tell you. Pray and stay locked and loaded.
Oh, I pray every day, and I pray. Hey, when it storms comes through, my mom used to be so scared of weather. And when a tornado come through and took the roof off the house, and I realized, you know, the good Lord wants you, he going to get you. So I'm going to be praising and be happy.
There you go.
I'm going to go in there scared to death, huddle up under sun. I'm going to be running out there, running around out there in the rain. The hell, hey, I'm ready. Let's go, you know.
Ready to go if you got to go, huh?
That's right.
All right, Chris.
That's right. All right, Kim. Be blessed, man. Be safe,
thank
brother.
You now. All right, we got David L. on the line. What's up, David L. Archie? Hey, man.
Kim Wade.
What it is. Sir. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing as best as I can. And as the old folks would say, I'm doing all I can with what I got. And I don't have much. Well. I do want to say to you, my brother, that the people of the city of Jackson, and it was going to be Hinds County if we did not get Creedale and Vern Gavin out of there and out of the way. Now, you have 1 year to bring a contract before the board. Mm-hmm. The city council did. I mean, the mayor had 1 year to bring it before the council. He waited until the last 15 or 20 days to even bring it up. He never would discuss it with anybody. And the only somebody that is doing garbage in Mississippi is Richards. And Richards are suing the city of Jackson. Where in the world do you do business with people that are suing you? They're suing the city of Jackson. I don't have dropped the lawsuit yet. They claim that they're going to. That's my understanding. But the bottom line is, how do you do business in a normal way with someone that is suing you?
That's a good question.
And number two is that how do you get a whole entire year to bring a contract forward before the council, and then you bring that contract before the council in a couple of weeks and then say that only two people brought contracts in order to do the garbage business, and the one other person that brought the contract is a minority, but he's not ready, he's not prepared, and all that kind of stuff, right? And so then you go right back to the same individual in the company that is suing the city of Jackson. And they knew, he knew, now he played smart politics, he knew that the council was not going to risk this ordeal, garbage was not being picked up
again, yeah,
because they was putting their position at risk.
Right.
And had I been there, I would have voted against it. I would have went out and told the people that, listen, your mayor had 11 months to get this matter before this council. It's not this council fault that he brought it before 20 days or a couple weeks before we were able to look at it, to thumb through it, to see what is in there. Because I did it when right. they brought the waste management contract to the city of Jackson,
County.
To the Hinds County Board of Supervisors.
Right.
I know what's in there. But the bottom line is that the people is being taken advantage of, and they don't even know how much they're going to be charged in the future.
Mm.
Now we have signed a contract with Richards, and now the city is going to come back and raise the cost on every household and every business there is in the city of Jackson for garbage pickup. And nobody knows what the numbers are going to be. All of that stuff is supposed to be in front of you before you make a decision to do business with a contractor that has already have taken the matter to court and suing me. So the bottom line is that it's a bad deal for the people. It's a bad contract for the people. And when the people get this number, I don't know if it's going to be another extra $40, $50, $60, $70, $80, $75, $100 a month. I don't know what it's going to be.
Wow.
But if the people would have just told their mayor, no, mayor, get that contract to those council people, let them look at it, review it to see what was all in that contract, and tell us what it's going to cost us in order to do business with Richards. We don't even know what the cost is. The cost can be anything. But now the contract is signed.
Right.
And I can assure you that they're not going to rescind that contract because now Richards is going to come back and sue again.
Right.
And so it was a bad contract. It should have never happened. I needed to be on that board to raise the issues, to explain it to the people where they would have a good understanding in terms of what's going on. I needed to be on that council just for 1 week to raise the issue about
Dave, you need to run. You need to run so for council.
That is what I wanted to tell you, Mr. Wade. I think that you're right on point about it, and the only somebody going to reap the benefits is Richards, and the only somebody who's going to pay the price, and that monkey is going to be put on the backs of the citizens of Jackson, Mississippi. And by the way, last but not least, we got problems with the water. We got problems with the red lights. We got problems with the infrastructure. We got problems with the airport. We got problems with illegal dumping. We got problems with crime. We got problems after problems. And the citizens of Jackson ought to be absolutely ashamed of themselves if they even thought about sending this mayor and giving him another 4 years.
Wow.
Anybody except Chuck Way.
We're up against a break.
That's all I got to say.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. We'll talk more. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. All right. First emergency broadcast of the day. I'm shocked. All right, David L., yeah, he should run for council person. We do need some new blood down there. Folks, like I said before, what I have noticed, this is a kabuki dance going on here in Mississippi, going on here in Jackson. You got everybody pretending and dancing around the issues rather than come out. We're here to work on streets, infrastructure, city government, et cetera. No, you got to go through all this social protocol, acknowledging Reverend Chickenfoot, as Dixon would call them, and all that. No. You guys are full of crap. There's too many things that are broken and it got broken under your watch doing everything that you asked to be done. I think we can say with clarity, you don't know what the hell you're doing. You're not built for the job. And all, as I pointed out with Benny, he is just typical of what these Democrats have been doing. There's never a solution, and they always out there advocating for everybody else's a solution. And I, for one, I'm just tired of it. And that's what I'm saying. If there are other blacks out there who feel the same, look, you ain't got to like me. All you need to know is that we're going to at least get the city services. If you're going to spend the money, why can't you get the services? It's only with black politicians, preachers, and these so-called community activists that we put up with this crap where they fail every damn time on whatever it is they're trying to do, and we continue to give them more authority. Nah. if you want a different alternative. That's all I'm saying. We're going to take a break. We're back in 22 hours. See you on the radio. Peace.
Uh-huh.